Hello, this is Dave Spiker, reminding you that Friday, on New Year's Eve, Insight for Living will close the books on another ministry year. To give your special year-end donation right now, go to insight.org/donate or call 1-800-772-8888. Today, an encouraging message to those who suffer.
When you embrace the providence of God, your resentment is erased. As Corrie ten Boom put it so beautifully, there is no pit so deep but that God is not deeper still. The deep pit of your past is not so bitter and tragic that God can't use it for good.
No one has come through the last couple of years unscathed. From March 2020 until now, all of us have witnessed and some have even experienced unparalleled tragedy. The pandemic, the financial crisis, and political debates that escalate into verbal slugfests. Well, today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll invites us to pause and see God's divine purpose in it all. Without clinging to His plan, we tend to get tangled up in the trivial details, and in the process, we miss the treasure. Let's pick up the study now as Chuck reminds us about the familiar story of Joseph.
Through a set of circumstances, many of you will remember, Joseph is called into Pharaoh, who's had a dream or dreams, and Joseph interprets the dreams, and Pharaoh is so impressed with him. He says, a man who can do this deserves to be second in command. When you read Genesis, you will find that Joseph is placed as the prime minister at age 30, second in command over all of Egypt. He's given the robes of royalty. He's given a chariot, a magnificent chariot that is his own. Now, all this happens while the brothers are back in Canaan and the famine has happened and they're starving. They need food. There's grain in Egypt. They know nothing of what's happened to their brother. They couldn't care less. Out of sight, out of mind. Joseph is there. Looks up one day, and in front of him, as he's sitting in this very special seat of authority, appears his brothers. Now's the moment, huh? No, Joseph didn't miss the treasure. There's no moment. There's no blame. There's no retaliation and revenge. There's no getting even. Getting back, teaching these brothers of mine a lesson, watching them squirm as he makes life miserable for them, putting them in a dungeon. No, he doesn't do that. Nope. He says, ultimately, I am Joseph. They are absolutely blown away. What do they fear? Of course, they fear retaliation. That's the most human thing you would expect. After age 17 to 30, nothing but bad news, originally caused by those who resented, hated, abused, abandoned, had him enslaved. Not if you're Joseph. I turned in my Bible to Genesis 50, verse 19 and 20, the greatest verses, I think, in the book of Genesis. Look for yourself. Joseph, standing before his brothers who are still afraid of him, he says, don't be afraid of me. Listen to these words. Am I God that I can punish you? Now you're thinking right now, well, he was in denial. He didn't really remember all that happened. No, wait, you've not read enough. Read on. You intended to harm me. Doesn't sound like denial to me. You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. Look at that. Sounds like Romans 8, 28, where it all works together for good. But he isn't through. Look how the verse ends. God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. He doesn't say so, but we could add even yours, brothers of mine. And he invites them to come and live in the land of Goshen, the best part of Egypt. And he offers them a life free of starvation. And they bring their dad, they bring their younger brother Benjamin, and it is a family reunion like you'll seldom see. The thing I love about it is that he didn't miss the treasure. That's what I long for each one of us. Now, the details of our lives will be different. It can't be worse than Joseph's. From 17 to age 30, one after another hardship, broken moment, disappointment, unfair treatment, abuse, slavery. But there's no blame. You see, when you embrace the providence of God, your blame goes away. Your resentment is erased. Yes, even yours, whoever you may be listening to me right now, as Corrie ten Boom put it so beautifully, there is no pit so deep but that God is not deeper still. The deep pit of your past is not so bitter and tragic that God can't use it for good. That's what verse 28, 29, and 30 are all about. He is at work to conform us into the image of his Son. Wouldn't it be great to think that by the end of this year, in a little over 360 days, as you evaluate your life and look back over these months and see the changes, the way you've handled life differently because you've not missed the treasure, and you realize standing there at the end of the month of December this year, you're more like Jesus than you've ever been in all your years. It didn't just happen, it's not because of you, obviously. It's because of what he's doing in you. You see, he uses these broken moments, these heartbreaks, these disappointments, these losses, as well as blessings and encouragements and promotions and joys. He blends them all together, and in his predetermined plan, he shapes us according to his very own Son, who you may have forgotten the scripture teaches, though Jesus was a son, he learned obedience through the things he suffered. Quite a statement, Hebrews 5:8. In the seventh volume of his 10-volume work on Romans, at least in the set I have, by Donald Barnhouse, I found these words as he writes on Romans 8. I want you to hear them, and I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to describe your year as it may unfold. Barnhouse writes, "There is no will or act of creatures, men, angels, or demons that can do other than work for our good. No dog can bark against us. No man or woman can speak or act against us. No sinister power of evil can be against us but all must be for our good. There is no phenomenon of nature, flood, fire, storm, earthquake, that can work us ultimate ill. The law of gravity cannot trip us up or cause anything to fall upon us unless it has first been sifted through the will of God's purpose for our good. Every experience of our individual circumstances, whether temptations or whatever concerns us, humbles us, and forces us to rely on Him who alone can satisfy. All things work together for our good, otherwise the Lord would not permit them. I'm pausing there because that is a head full of information for you to work through. You see, if you miss this life-changing providence of God during this new year, it will become as irritating and frustrating and worrisome and discouraging as the old year has been. And who hasn't said we're so glad to wave goodbye to this old year? Your new year will be just like it. All the details will be different, but your reaction, if not the same, your reactions will be worse. Your attitude will be more negative. You'll find yourself pushing back and fighting more and more, resenting and resisting, unless you claim this truth and make it the treasure of the year for you. I so long for that to be for all of us. John Oxenham, the British novelist and poet, died in 1941, but lived in an era when great words meant something, wrote a piece titled God's Handwriting. Listen to it with your life in mind. I'll listen to it with mine in mind. God writes in characters too grand for our short sight to understand. We catch but broken strokes and try to fathom all the mystery of withered hopes, of death, of life, the endless war, the useless strife. But there, with larger, clearer sight, we shall see this: His way was right. We shall see this: His way was right. Of course it was. The word wrong is never attached to our God. It works together for good. I won't take the time, but I could tell you stories from my own life where I, looking back, realized how I fought it and resisted it, didn't know the treasure, didn't understand that God was in it. But when it finally dawned on me, I began to make a study of things like we've been dealing with in this message. It is amazing how the fight ended. Whether it was 16 months of loneliness in the military, far removed from my wife and family, I look back and I realize without that, I wouldn't have been the man I am today. With all the things I have yet to grow in and to learn about, what giant steps those lonely months provided. Our loss of two children before they were born. One, a little girl, the cord wrapped around her neck, a little over 5 months along in Cynthia's womb, not to be born. Another, too young to know whether it was a little boy or a little girl. at the time so grievous, so painful. Looking back, there's a purpose even in that. Do I understand those who lose babies premature before the birth? Do I ever? Look at what we went through with all of that. And the disappointments in people, in events, in circumstances that I had hoped so desperately would have been another way, but they weren't. And I look back and say, that's the reason. I couldn't see it at the time, but now it makes sense. It's worked together. I think that's why when you get older, that's probably why we nap a little longer. You know, what's to sweat? What's the worry? And you used to be, when you have one child, remember? You just had one, and everything revolved around that one child. I mean, you ironed his pajamas, and you prepared every little thing so that no germs ever got on anything. And then you wound up having four, maybe you have five, six, seven kids. Man, that pacifier drops on the floor, you pick up, stick it, and plug it right back in. You don't worry about those germs. And you say to them at night, sleep anywhere. Sleep in anything you want to sleep in. Just sleep. It's amazing. Why? Because you went through that process. And you learned the hard way. There wasn't any reason to sweat the small stuff. By the way, this cross isn't small. It's one of the largest things in this entire worship center. Because it looms large in every life. Even though you personally may have bypassed it, thinking, well, if I just come to church enough, if I just learn the songs, if I just spend time with enough Christians, if I just carry a Bible, maybe even buy a study Bible, if I could just maybe learn these verses, it'll rub off. Salvation doesn't come by osmosis. You need to believe in the one who died on that cross. Or let me tell you something, it won't work together for good. The ending of your life will be a heartbreaking reality where you find yourself without God throughout eternity, in the loneliest place in existence, with others who thought they could make it without Christ. You can't. You won't. My plea today for you, if you're not a Christian, that you'd turn your life over to the Lord Jesus right now. What a beautiful way to begin this new year. I started at the cross, and everything from then on was watching God work, shaping my life to become more like the one who died for me. What a way to live. Bow your heads, will you? My time is over. As you're sitting there pondering so many things, make sure you can look back and see a moment when Christ and you became linked together by faith. You trusted in Him as your one and only Savior. You took God at His word and you believed in the Lord Jesus. Never done that? Today's the day. Right now. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him would never perish, but have everlasting life. That's a promise you can count on. Talk about a treasure. That's the greatest that's ever been made available to us. Turn to Christ, trust in Him. He will live within you forever. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for this marvelous treasure that you have preserved for us and promised to us. And now we, with open arms, embrace it and claim it and thank you for it. I pray for those today who have never trusted in the Lord Jesus, never come to him by faith, that you would work in their lives, give them sleepless nights and troubled days, remind them again and again of what is missing, and then bring them to their knees as they bow before you as Lord and Master. We're grateful, Lord, for the days that are before us, each one, because you will be at work in each one. Remind us as each day dawns, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because your compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Today we thank you that we who know Christ can walk in the assurance that all things work together for good for those who love God. Be magnified as you shape us into the image of your Son. I pray believingly in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Everyone said, Amen. Amen.
And with Chuck Swindoll's closing prayer, we conclude a 3-day message specifically designed to prepare us for the new year ahead. This is Insight for Living, and Chuck titled his message, A Treasure You Must Not Miss. And to learn more about this ministry, please visit us online at insightworld.org. Near the end of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus delivered what's commonly known as the Great Commission, to go into all the world and make disciples. Well, that's become our compelling passion at Insight for Living, and we're inviting you to join us in this worthy effort. In fact, we're calling on every listener to respond. Would you be listening to God's voice to see what He's prompting you to do? How is He asking you to apply your resources and your skills toward fulfilling the Great Commission? Chuck, Jesus gave us our marching orders when He said, Go and make disciples of all the nations. And then He added these assuring words, Be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Yeah, we have no doubt that He is with us always. This helps remind us that you, our listeners, are with us as well. And we believe you are. Your gift is a tangible proof of how closely aligned you are with us. We've often said, and I want to repeat it, that we don't shape our appeal for funds out of some kind of system to get money out of your pocket. If the need weren't real, we wouldn't call it a need, but it is real. And this is the time of the year that you can do more than just say, I really believe in Insight for Living's ministry. This is your time to say, I participate in that. I'm a part of it. I'm part of the reason they're able to be engaged in this another year with us. And I'm grateful they're there, and I want them to know that I'm here with them all the way. And I would love to hear from so many of you that some of you have never connected with us before, and others of you have, and we thank you for your gift. Yet another time we ask it that you'd be just as generous as you've been before.
Thanks, Chuck. And now, with boldness, we're asking you to respond today with your generous gift to Insight for Living. Let me explain how you can easily get in touch with us right now. Many have downloaded the convenient Insight for Living mobile app, and the app includes an easy-to-use donate option. Or give directly online at insight.org/donate. To speak with one of our friendly ministry reps, call us. If you're listening in the United States, dial 1-800-772-8888. Our phone number again, 1-800-772-8888. Or give online at insight.org/donate.
My friend, more than ever, Insight for Living Ministries is determined to serve as a lavish garden for people all around the world who long to smell the aroma of God's matchless grace. A safe place where imperfect, sinful people are forgiven, taught the truth, and redeemed.
There's a simple and effective way to leverage your support of Chuck Swindoll's ministry. Become a monthly companion.
In this emotionally charged era where shouting matches are commonplace, where people feel voiceless and overlooked and even condemned, would you be among those who give generously so that we can spread the fragrance of God's grace to those desperate for a second chance?
Become a monthly companion today. If you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888 or go to insight.org/monthly companion.
Together, let's introduce people to the God who says, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness."
Again, if you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888 or go to insight.org/monthly companion. Join us when Chuck Swindoll describes what he calls a truth you dare not dismiss, Thursday on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, A Treasure You Must Not Miss, and the sound recording were copyrighted in 2021 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.